If you had just a thin coating of ice on the lake last night, you'd say last night the lake
froze.
And someone got shot, and you'd say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Pays.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Mm-hmm.
You say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with. I thought you said if he got shot.
Uh-huh. Well, someone had just...
Mm-hmm.
A place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names for that?
Mm-mm.
And what they put the body in?
Castle.
What's an old-fashioned name for casket?
Coffin.
And when he died, everybody went to the...
Burial.
Or...
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
Mourning.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you say you've got...
Mm.
You know, when your joints hurt, you call that...
Mm.
Did you ever hear rheumatiz or arthritis? Or
oh yeah, I hear lots of people have it now, but I don't.
They have what?
Have arthritis. I don't have it.
What's a disease that children used to die from that choke up?
That was diphtheria, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
That's yellow jaundice, I believe.
Okay. And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation, you call that?
Penicillin.
And if someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you say he had to...
Indigestion.
Or he did what?
Vomit.
Any other ways of saying vomit?
Well, people used to, before they learned it better, they said he threw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them say upchoke.
If someone vomited, he would be sick.
In the stomach.
And you'd say, if I ask you, when are y'all going to Shreveport? You might say, well, right now we're what to go next week? We're...
Say that again.
If I ask you, when are y'all going to Shreveport? You might say, well, as things stand now, we're what to go next week? We're
planning on going next week.
Did you ever say we're fixing to go or we're aiming to go?
We may go next week.
And say if there was something bad that you expected to happen. Like...
Thought that old car was in the way. That's what I was looking at. I want that child to come move it out the way.
Child was walking along the top of a fence and you'd been expecting him to fall off and hurt himself. And someone comes inside and tells you he's falling off, you say, well, I just thought that was going to happen. I just...
Stop looking at him.
And you say he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he...
Hit him?
And he thought he was going to hit him.
With his fist?
Well, would you say he acted like, or he made out like, or...
Mm-mm. Yeah, I just say he hit him with his fist.
And you'd say, something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I, what, all the time.
What was it?
If there was something that I ask you, like if I ask you, do you do that often? You'd say, yes, I...
No.
Say, if I ask you, do you read your Bible often? You say, yes, I
do. I do.
And if you wanted to ask me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.
Do he?